We'll have traffic and weather together after a fresh edition of Fox News at the top of the hour. Jay is getting random facts together, and you can win a $10 food outlet gift certificate with our pop quiz all coming up.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is here, and the holidays are right on top of us.
Yes, they are, Bubba. You know, holiday bacon is right around the corner. If you need pecans for your sweet potato pie or your dressing, cranberries, we've got them at Tucker Pecan. Or if you just need something to snack on, we've got those, and they're all new crop, fresh, off-the-tree harvested pecans. We've got those in stock. And you know what? If you don't need pecans right now, you just want to start doing your Christmas shopping early, come on down to Tucker Pecan, start picking out your Christmas gifts. We've got all kinds of great items. We've got jewelry, purses, ornaments. We've got all kinds of great local foods. You come on down to Tucker Pecan. We will get it wrapped up and get it ready for Christmas. And you know what? If you want to do your Christmas shopping for your clients and customers and send them candy and pecans, things like that, to show them how much you appreciate their business, all you got to do is call us or email us a list, and we will take care of the rest at Tucker Pecan Company.
Tell them where you are located.
We are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. If you're looking for a great dentist, I want you to know that I trust Smile Makers. The doctors over at Smile Makers continue to raise the bar when it comes to dentistry. People are coming from all over to get a same-day smile. You heard me. You can get a complete smile makeover in one day. Whether it's the result of bad genetics, a bad decision, or just some bad luck, missing teeth can keep you from enjoying the life you deserve. At Smile Makers, you have options. Not only do they perform same-day smiles, but they also offer life-changing dental implants. When you're in need of complex dental work, I recommend the doctors at Smile Makers in Montgomery. Folks, experience and technology matter. Give Smile Makers a call today for a free consultation or a second opinion. 334-269-8086. That's 334-269-8086. Online at smilemakersal.com. And tell them Dave sent you.
November 21st is False Confession Day. Okay, fine. I admit it. There's no such thing as False Confession Day. I made the whole thing up. Felt good to get that off my chest. Have a nice False Confession Day, you silly sausage.
WACV Coosada. News Talk 93.1 FM.
7 o'clock, stand by for news.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump cutting federal funding for sanctuary cities is unconstitutional, rules a federal judge in California, because that money was already approved by Congress.
What a bunch of crap.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions said in March, funding could be withheld for refusing to cooperate with immigration law.
This includes refusing to detain known felons on the federal detainer request or otherwise failing to comply with these laws.
A Justice Department spokesman says the judge exceeded his authority. Hundreds of survivors of a concert massacre in Las Vegas are suing the concert promoter and the Mandalay Bay Hotel.
Some were actual shooting victims. Others were trampled. Others have PTSD now. They argue security was a massive failure, that there were limited exits, and the hosts didn't implement recommendations to prepare for such emergencies like active shooters.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. 58 people died at that concert. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
They get up early so you don't have to. It's Greg Budell.
The most interesting man in the world.
Jay Scott.
Technically an adult with the mental age below 3 years old.
Emily Hayes.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
Bailey, the wonder dog. And Rich Thomas.
As the beaver.
Live on News Talk 93.1, it's three men and a lady. Oh yeah, and a dog.
I'll let Rich be the beaver today.
Thanks, but no thanks.
Okay. You stick with weather. You do it so well. It's a little after 7 o'clock on News Talk 93.1 FM. Random Facts with Jay coming up, which pays off in a pop quiz worth 10 bucks of free shopping at Food Outlet. But right now we're going to pop into the weather department.
And find out that it's going to be a pretty nice day today. There is a few clouds out there. In fact, we're calling it mostly cloudy right now. A sun and cloud mix today with rain chances not zero, but under 20%. High temperature around 66. Partly cloudy tonight. Overnight low 45. And then for tomorrow, which is Wednesday, but it's Thanksgiving Eve. Call it the biggest travel day or call it whatever you want, but it's going to be a nice day with the high temperature in the mid-60s, lots of sunshine. That little Gulf disturbance, which is teasing us today, will have moved over to Florida. So the rain chances shift into that state for Wednesday and Thursday. Ooh. On Thanksgiving Day, look for a low of around 40, afternoon high in the low 60s. Lots of sunshine on Thanksgiving. Light northerly winds. Hunters need to know that. Black Friday, mid-60s for a high. Sunshine. Iron Bowl Saturday. Upper 60s. Plenty of sun. A great day. Kickoff temperature over in Auburn, 65. By the end of the game, it'll fall to around 54. Just about perfect for football. Well, this morning we have, and I'm updating the new information as we speak, we're at 46 now with mostly cloudy skies at 7:06.
Hi, I'm just...
What are you doing?
Oh, you got a dog there.
Yeah, she's posing. Oh, look at Bailey. Look at her face.
See, we've got this problem now. We used to have this problem where she was stationed right there and would hamper your...
Well, there's a reason to the problem today.
You have a biscuit?
There you go. That's the last.
See, now that's not going to help.
Did she have the 7 o'clock chicken?
She did. She's not going to help the overall situation, though.
All right, it's 7:07.
Blue Haven Pools can show you how you can swim in virtually chemical-free bottled water. Save hundreds every month in maintenance costs. Call Blue Haven Pools today, 277-3100.
We made a decision this year. We're doing practical things that'll help everybody in the family.
Right.
And that's one of them. We're going to get that low energy consumption filter for the pool because we could swim in bottled water.
Ooh.
Come over and take a dip in my Evian. At BlueHaven.com, by the way, if you're interested in more information on that incredible company. At 8 minutes past 7 o'clock, used to, since later on, we got a conundrum. Meh.
Yeah. Didn't like what we had on offer there.
Well, yeah. You know what?
I mean, I'm the only one that voted, so take from that what you will. Ow, why did you kick me?
I didn't know your foot was over in my
That's
area.
That's my bad leg.
Didn't know your feet were already over
I
here.
Was stretching.
Is that the one that the knee hit the...
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
I apologize. Oh. I seriously didn't know.
Life is hard for me.
Bright. Well, it's going to get better. It's the holidays.
Why do you think I'm such a drama queen?
The holidays are here, so it's going to get better.
It's Christmas, and we're all in misery. That's what a...
What's the other clip you have? Emily, why do you have to make such a production out of everything?
Oh, this one? Oh,
Emily, again. Why do you always have to make such a big production out of everything?
There's another show that has an Emily, and I was going to send Rusty a red alert that there might be some good stuff in there, and now I can't remember what the name of the show was. But
is it an old show or a more modern show?
Like Newhart?
Like a Seinfeld.
I don't remember. Oh, is Newhart having Emily?
No. Just we're like an old show because we didn't know if you were going back to Green Acres times.
Are we talking
times.
About like radio serials?
Are we talking more modern?
Well, kiddies.
Hey.
Drink more Ovaltine?
Am I looking for a Dakota ring in my Cracker Jack?
Shall we rename the show Three Kids and a Grandpa? Because I'm getting that feeling here.
All right.
Just because I watch a TV show doesn't mean it was made 50 years ago, although most of them are.
Oh, this is true.
Most of the good ones
are. I mean, I can't say anything. All the stuff I watch is dated. Not old, but dated.
Anybody know why we're discussing this?
We were trying to figure out what show the Emily came from.
Oh, well, I can't remember.
Because Jay kicked me on my bad leg.
And we're having drama this
Should
morning.
Should rewrite Badlands to Bad Leg.
Which is the way we do everything here.
But, you know, where there is no drama because you're consumed with amazing food that you are consuming is over at the Seafood Bistro. Isn't that right, Jay?
That is absolutely 100% correct.
And I'm having anxiety about where I'm watching the Iron Bowl this year, but I know what I don't have anxiety about because I know I'm going to go to Seafood Bistro and get a mess of wings.
You can do that. You can get a mess of wings. You can get a mess of shrimp. You can get everything they give you is pretty much a mess of it.
And a boil basket. Do you want a boil basket?
There's a mess of it.
Cajun potatoes and Cajun corn on the cob.
They've got something that'll please.
I was still talking about the Connecticut sausage.
Everybody in your party.
Do not talk over me.
Okay.
Don't throw the menu at me either. Tell the people where to find the Seafood Bistro, Jay.
Well, you're not my real
people. Ask me. Is she really like that?
And do you tell them that yes? Yes, in fact,
this is why nobody likes me.
Seafood Bistro, you can, they're convenient. They're located at 5780 Woodmere Boulevard. For now, they're going to move, but they're there right now. And you can call them at 279-7500. The best thing you can do, though.
The best, the absolute best.
Is go online. You'll see the entire menu.
It's amazing.
We don't have enough time to give you the entire menu, but go to theseafoodbistro.com and you can see everything they have to offer. You can actually order it right there and it'll be ready when you go and pick it up. They open up at 11 o'clock every single day. They will be closed on Thanksgiving and on Black Friday. But they'll be back open on Saturday for all your Iron Bowl orders. So check them out, Seafood Bistro, and don't forget to like them on Facebook.
Because hey, we do.
We have a mystery caller.
We do. I don't know who this is. I was doing the thing.
Let's take a chance, as Abba once
last
said.
Last time we did.
Yeah, yeah, I know. That worked out real well.
Hi, who's this?
You should listen to more.
Ding, 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 ding. You won. It's Rosie.
Hi. Rosie!
Hey, you had a birthday yesterday. Happy belated birthday.
And I just called to say now, Greg, we are not getting older. We are getting better.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. This three kids and a grandpa deal, shuck it. Shuck it. And Emily, everybody loves you.
Oh, that's very kind. My therapist says that too.
So this is your morning therapy. Go after it. You guys got it.
Thank you, Rosie.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Rosie, your wisdom is so deeply appreciated. Thank you.
Okay.
Take care.
Have a great morning.
See ya.
She's just such good energy.
She is. And she's one of our Wednesday nighters at Baumhauer's, too. Wonderful lady. Mm-hmm. So when I found out it was her birthday, I said, you want to celebrate it with us in the afternoon?
I was able to hear a little bit of the show yesterday. It was good. Yes.
For a change?
What do you mean for a change?
I really only lost it once yesterday.
I heard that, and I had to turn it off because, you know, I don't do well with your blow-ups.
Well,
but when I heard the microphone max out, I was like, I don't need to listen for a little bit.
No, that was when it was CNN got ambushed by a group of people they brought in, and the anchor had these, it was expecting them to lambaste Trump, and they did, including a minority who had the audacity to say, no, he's the only outsider in Washington. He's the only one that isn't a part of that big swamp that D.C. is. And she just, well, he didn't build the border well yet. And that's when I lost it. And I said, yeah, you build it in 6 months with this clown show.
That's what I heard. I mean,
I did call her a name. It may have been inappropriate, but it was sort of like Tourette's. It came out before I realized.
Yeah.
Go back to ISIS.
Folks should understand the construction process. There's a whole bunch of stuff that has to happen before you can even lay a bit of concrete. So
I never planned those. Yeah, there is a little bit. You would know. I mean,
I've been trying to build a wall between us for a while, and I just can't get it done. Been a year.
Yeah, but your life is in danger.
You know what?
Well, yeah.
You know what? That's fine. Cooter. I'm going to sit closer to Rich now.
It's fine.
You know, we all love Rosie. She's a great lady. Not getting older, getting better and all that. But I wonder sometimes about her therapy skills. Sometimes, rather than trying to tell people how good they are, just come out and tell them straight how bad they are, you know? Not that you're bad, you know, just in general, I'm saying.
Just keeping it real. Keeping it real with Rosie.
There you go.
Look at me go. I'm clever. Uh-oh.
Hey, how y'all doing today, hey?
What?
When are you going to do the, you gonna do the Friday drawing on Friday? You going to do it on Wednesday? Or when are you going to do the drawing?
What are we going to do? We didn't discuss that.
Let's do it tomorrow.
Oh, God. No.
Short what? Week, more better chance of winning.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
You wouldn't be here Friday if we did it.
You don't know.
I do know. Yeah, you said you weren't going to be
keep
here.
You telling us you're not going to be here Friday.
What?
I think the Godfather and Mr. Peters need to get together and figure out a way for Amy to stay there every day until 9 o'clock.
But Emily can go home.
Emily, why do you always have to make such a big production out of everything?
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that. I'm sorry, Emily.
Don't cross
the
line.
No, you've done nothing wrong. Jay has.
Of course, Jay does everything wrong.
I know.
What do you think he has to go fix the system every morning? He's the one who screws it up.
Cooter, thank you for being the Ojan provocateurum that we needed this morning.
Just keeping my job security, that's all.
Why are you so mean to me?
Now what we need is a big distraction.
Hey, it's Enrico Palazzo!
That's big enough for me.
You've got the, I was going to say, you've got the tabloid there. Plenty of distractions, I'm sure.
I can't find the...
Now you can't find her husband?
Well, this, the headline...
You found him in the Inquirer, though.
Olivia Newton-John's runaway lover found alive.
Here, give it here. I'll look.
Did you know that the ampersand, which is the...
I love the ampersand!
If you love the ampersand, wait till you hear one of my random facts today.
Ooh! What a tease. So I went through
this. It's about another beloved symbol in our...
I went through the Inquirer page by page, and I can't find the story about Olivia.
But the, it's on the cover, but it's on the cover, so it should be in there, right?
It should.
Why don't you give it here? Let me look.
All right, here.
Okay.
Why don't I Google it?
Hey, what's the...
throw things at me.
Well, no, I...
at symbol called? You know what I mean?
The at symbol.
The at symbol.
The at symbol.
Oh. Thanks.
Now, there's probably another name for that, don't you think?
Yeah, there's something probably
happening. Funnily enough, that is my random fact.
Oh, you're kidding.
You don't say.
It's on the at symbol and the different names that it has.
Well, so, I will wait till we get to random facts.
Okay. Yeah,
maybe you should sub in a cat fact.
I'm going to listen.
Joining the show in progress, Uncle Richard. It's 17 minutes after 7 o'clock. This is the time of the year as the colder weather comes in where sometimes you notice, hey, it's a little drafty in here. Well, maybe because the wind is coming in uninvited. Just like rain can make its way through tiny little holes that could appear in the mortar of your bricks or that develop under shingles or around shingles. It doesn't always mean roof replacement is the only answer. This is why you should always, 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 whenever there's a question like this, call Jones Brothers and let them address it. They've been in that business for 7 decades. And you know why? Because people trust them. In a town this size, a company that developed a reputation for incorrect diagnosis, doing things that weren't necessary, they'd be out of business very, very quickly. Not Jones Brothers. They continue to be the prominent and dominant name in roof replacement and repair, along with other services like screened-in enclosures for outside. This is a great time of the year. If you can just sit out and enjoy a nice cool breeze with a hot cup of coffee, sound appealing, they can make that happen for you with your home. They do screen doors, they do replacement windows, and so many other things. The whole portfolio of their accomplishment is available at jbroof.com. Or call them at 800-264-8009. Jones Brothers Roofing. News, traffic, random facts coming up next.
These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell J.
Why is that?
Three black males entered a store in the 3200 block of Mobile Highway, took $230 worth of assorted products. One man showed an employee a gun and said, "If you follow us, I will kill you," according to witnesses. They fled in a gray four-door Kia Optima. Police were investigating. Elmore County Sheriff Bill Franklin says 24-year-old Shane Anthony Vernon escaped the Coosa County Jail. At one point, he was on Grass Farm Road. He held a family at gunpoint, tied him up, put him in a closet, stole their car. Vernon is considered armed and dangerous. He was being held on multiple felon charges. And Macon County sheriffs are working the deaths of two Atlanta men, Edward Reeves and Kendrick Stokes, as a double homicide. Their bodies found along Highway 13. Crime Stoppers has issued a $1,000 reward if you have info. Three different law enforcement agencies are working that case. From the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom, I'm Wendell J.
Okay, so I've had an off day or two.
I enjoy the sound of microphone feedback as much as the next guy.
You get people to say things.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Looking at that delay down on 65 northbound, just below Hope Hull. It's still there, but it's not as bad as it was. There is some road construction going on there, so be mindful of that if you're coming through that way. Everything else looking real good. The rest of 65 is good. 85, the Boulevard, Atlanta Highway are all clear. Honey Baked Hams is open in Premier Place in Prattville. Make the holiday special with a delicious honey baked ham. Premier Place, a McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Been in a wreck? Can't afford to go see a doctor? Call me, Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Everyone else was busy, so they sent me.
My colleagues and I are mapping the neurological substrates that subserve global information processing.
If you're gonna snack during the commercial, at least show some manners.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
I'm at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall with Miss Dot. Dot, what do you have coming up?
December 2nd from 9 until 6 is open house for Christmas.
Tell us what goes on at the Eastbrook Christmas open house.
We'll have a $50 drawing all day long for gift certificates, a cookie or two, great sales. The vendors have been asked to have at least a 20% off sale, and charge cards are fine. Come on, we're ready.
This would be a great time to get things you might need for the holidays.
Yes, we've got any furniture that you need, any extra dishes that you need, flatware, silver. We've got the party dresses and booth 202. Anything you need, we've got records. And above all, we've got some good gifts for you.
All right, Dot, give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6. Saturday is 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard. Don't forget, Christmas open house, December 2nd.
Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. James Dobson. You know, last November, I believe God gave America another chance with the election of Donald J. Trump. But he now needs the presence and leadership of Judge Roy Moore to make America great again. And that's why I'm asking my friends in Alabama to elect Judge Roy Moore to the United States Senate. Judge Moore is a man of proven character and integrity, and he has served Alabama and this country very, very well. I've known him for over 15 years, but recently I've been dismayed and troubled about the way he and his wife Kayla have been personally attacked by the Washington establishment. Judge Moore has stood for our religious liberty and for the sanctity of marriage when it seemed like the entire world was against him. I hope you'll vote for Judge Roy Moore for United States Senate.
I'm Roy Moore, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Judge Roy Moore for U.S. Senate.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, more butter. I'm all about that bass, more butter. I'm all about that bass, more butter. I'm all about that bass, bass. On Thanksgiving Day, I think it's pretty true. Us dads can't make it like we're supposed to do. The dining room, room, we have no taste. We put all the wrong forks in all the wrong places. I see the magazines with all the recipes. My daughter, she could make it, but me?
Daddy, please.
So mommy hands me this and says you gotta stop till every inch of it is perfect from the bottom to the top. Oh yeah, mama, she told me don't worry.
So
I'm all about that bass,
And now it's time for
All About That Baster Who Does
Fandom Facts.
the pressure you must be under every day, right?
He checked with me first. I approved.
Baster, you know, the guy that does the best together.
Yeah, no, I got you.
Did you know?
I had no idea, none whatsoever.
NASA's roots go back to 1915 when it was formed as NACA.
NACA?
What was the C for?
They never pronounced it as, people who worked at NACA never pronounced it as NACA. They always said
Aeronautics.
No, NAC. Yeah, National Advisory Committee for Aeronautics.
Okay.
And then they became the...
All right.
NASA. Did you know that if Earth's entire atmosphere froze solid and fell to the ground, it would form a snowy layer of nitrogen, oxygen, and argon 330 feet thick?
I did not know that, but now I do.
Now you do.
Oh, boy, that argon.
Did you know that Bundt is not only a type of cake, but it's also a registered trademark?
Wait, what?
It's something that Pete Rose did very well.
We used to use bunting type things in chemistry.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? That's the one that's...
No, what?
Yeah, it's like Velcro.
Well, like, you know, holiday decorations, like 4th of July bunting.
Yeah. It's like, what's the other? Band-Aid.
Yeah.
Right.
Band-Aid Kleenex. Kleenex. It's, yeah. It describes a product, but it's actually a trademark.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I see what you're saying now.
Exactly. Did you know that the at sign...
The at sign.
The at sign.
Not ampersign.
No. The at sign. In Bosnian, it's called a crazy A. In Italian, it's called a snail. In Hungarian, it's called a worm. The Dutch call it a monkey tail. And the Swiss call it a cinnamon roll.
Yeah.
I like the Swiss.
See the cinnamon roll.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you know that the 5-mile-long Mackinac Bridge...
Say it one more time.
The 5-mile-long Mackinac Bridge...
Always wanted to travel that thing.
That's
that
is in Michigan.
Way up there.
It has a program that sends crew members to drive people across if they're too afraid to drive themselves over the bridge.
What?
There's a couple of bridges. There's one on the Indiana Skyway that goes way up.
Right.
I mean, it's well over 100, 150 feet over the ground, and there's people to get the willies.
The one in Tampa is interesting.
There's one down in near Naples, too, that crosses a bit of the Gulf to Captiva Island, Sanibel.
Have you ever been to Dolphin Island, in Alabama, where you have to go up?
Yeah.
And then you come down.
That big bridge.
That bridge has been replaced so many times.
Wait, you talking about Dolly Parton? I'm talking about Dolly Parton.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Talking about the Dolphin Island Bridge.
Oh, I don't know where that is.
Let's add one more. How about the one over Lake Pontchartrain? You ever been on that bridge?
No, I have not crossed Lake Pontchartrain.
It's
but
fun.
I've seen the pictures. Yeah.
It's real fun. There was one in South Carolina that they were redoing like 10 years ago, but it was going into Mount Pleasant, and you were... like side view mirror to side view mirror with the oncoming traffic.
It was very tight. I remember the one in Pratt. Well, I say Prattville, the bridge that we take 31 just after you pass. That the bridge going into Montgomery is relatively new because there used to be a very, very narrow bridge right there.
I bet that was scary.
It was old. It was old and narrow and...
Someday on Random Facts, give us, and it's a really scary number, the number of bridges that are questionable in Alabama.
I can't think about that. I travel too much.
Most of them?
Yes. I don't want to just... Right. Moving on.
All right. Yeah.
Okay.
That program gets between 1,200 and 1,400 calls every single year. For people to need help going across the bridge.
Wow.
Did you know that the first Indian who came out of the woods to meet the pilgrims at Plymouth Rock...
Regrets it.
...spoke English and asked if they had any beer? I'd like to get my drink on.
I want to hear it in an accent, too. You know, like a kind of a Jersey accent.
Hey, you got any beer? What you got in them ships?
The only Indian I know of that was named Tony.
Tony
the Indian.
Yeah, what if some stuff were to fall off of them ships?
You know, could happen.
That's funny. Tony the Indian. Who likes beer?
Who's going to know? Did you know that the Swiss were so prepared for an invasion?
How prepared were they?
Well, I was going to say more words. I ruined it. Yeah, I'm just going to really go over here. Shut up!
They planned... Just another day that ends in Y.
I love that. Another day that ends in Y.
I love what about the other Y?
No,
the other one.
What did I do to
another
you?
Another day that ends in
Y.
Oh, perfect. Happy holidays, everybody.
From our dysfunctional family to yours.
What did I ever do to you?
Well, we got a list.
You've hit me so many times.
Yeah, people, I didn't even hit you today.
People have seen this and they said, did Emily
don't
do that?
You? Are you serious?
Yes.
This is why I can't get a date. People think I'm abusive and I'm intimidating.
No, they say, do you think she'd do that for me? There's some real deviants listening to this show.
Anyway,
oh my gracious.
They are so prepared for an invasion that they planted explosives that are in every single bridge and tunnel that cross the border.
Mm-hmm.
They've since removed them, but it wasn't until recently that they did that.
I was going to say, a little malfunction and uh-oh. Oh, that's not good.
Kresnack is saying I mispronounced the bridge in Michigan.
Uh-oh! Mackinac?
I call it the Mackinac.
Let me look at it.
Where's the thing at? Hang on, gotta find it.
I think it is Mackinac.
Yeah, Kresnack, if you want to call it.
I think it is
Mackinac. Yeah, I mean, it's Mac and then I-N-A-C, so that's why I called it the Mackinac. But I obviously got it wrong.
Tony the Indian pronounces it Mackinac.
Give me some beer.
It's adorable.
Adorable. I saw that commercial yesterday.
Did you know that the metal piece that attaches the eraser to the pencil
I know what you're talking
is called a ferrule or a ferrule? Ferrule. I don't know. F-E-R-R-U-L-E. Ferrule.
Ferrule.
I thought he was that hip-hop guy.
That's Pharrell.
No, Drool.
Ja Rule?
Ja Rule. The guy that always sounded like he was Drool. On the toilet when he sang. You know, it's horrible.
We
had
talked about
a
very
painful BM. It's based on a Latin word that means small bracelet.
Oh.
Yeah.
I love Latin.
It's also the piece around a pull cue that separates the stick from the actual cue on the end of it.
You mean the ferrule?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Sure.
Sticks!
Of course.
Yep. Did you know that the New York City mayor... Fiorello LaGuardia.
Fiorello LaGuardia.
Yep. Look at you go.
Yep.
Banned pinball in the 1940s.
Mm-hmm.
It was considered gambling.
Yeah. Got some trouble right here.
They
in
did
River
not
City.
Consider it a game of skill.
Yeah.
It was gambling. They emptied the pockets of school children in the form of nickels and dimes, giving them to them as lunch money. All pinball machines were rounded up, smashed dramatically by the mayor, and then they were dumped into city rivers.
How sad is that? He wasn't a pinball wizard.
No, I love pinball.
But they named the airport after him, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Who is the most frequent musical guest in the history of The Tonight Show?
Frequent musical guest in the history of The Tonight
Buddy
Show.
Buddy Rich? I don't know. Let's see. You mean, okay. I mean,
Wayne Newton.
Madonna.
I don't think anybody would get this one. I wouldn't, if you asked me.
What's the answer?
Dwight Yoakam.
Dwight?
Get out of here.
Kidding.
Yeah.
No, I mean, get out of here.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep. Guitars, Cadillacs, y'all.
Dwight Yoakam.
And did you know, finally, that the Olympic gold medalist and world record holder Usain Bolt ate 1,000 chicken nuggets and still managed to win 3 gold medals while he competed and stayed in Beijing, China?
That's amazing.
Well, he did this because his body was already familiar with them and he didn't want to risk getting sick from the local cuisine in Beijing.
Very smart.
I want
very
to change
clever.
My name to Usain.
Usain Thomas.
And the jingle singers. Can you guys do that?
How about Richard Bolt? That's got a little...
Bolt. With his little dog, Bolt.
Who do we have on the phone here? It's time for another mystery caller.
Hey, it's Kresnack.
Oh, hey, man.
What's up, man?
What's it
hey,
called?
Guys.
Mackinac?
The spelling's all Indian and everything, but it's pronounced Mackinac Bridge.
Yeah, Mackinac. Yeah. Okay.
I only know that because I heard it a lot when I was in Illinois.
Yeah, Great Lakes guy. Great Lakes guy I am, too.
Yeah, I wouldn't have known it.
When you hear something, it's like, oh, they mispronounced it. You're from there. You're like, ah.
Right.
I get it every time I talk about the Talegata 500.
Exactly.
And people talking about, I'm about to go through Biloxi because we're going to New Orleans.
I hate that.
And then there's a town in Ohio. It's, it's not Yuma, but it's Yuma or something like that. It's on the,
I don't know that town.
65 side.
Okay.
There's Opelika.
Opelika.
And then it's almost time for Brad Keeley. So,
it's almost time for what?
Brad Keeley. Fragile.
Fragile.
Oh yeah,
Fragile.
Yeah, yeah. It's Italian. It's Fragilia. Yeah, from Christmas Story.
Right. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. Got you, man.
Foeenix.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Thanks for being
a contributor.
See ya.
Monopoly.
Yeah, my grandparents, their farm is outside of Bluntsville, which is outside of Oneonta, and I've always known how to say
Oneonta.
Oneonta, but yeah, I hear people say that.
I'm like, I know.
But it's Oneonta.
There's a town in Houston County, looks like Madrid. It's Madrid.
And then, there's
Arab.
Right. Didn't you post a video? You posted a video on your Facebook page, Greg, I think, of people trying to pronounce some names in Alabama, some city names in Alabama.
Tony can do it. Tony the Indian after a few years.
Tony the Indian.
All right, we're going to check traffic when we come back. We'll get the forecast from Rich, and we'll have today's pop quiz question. We're $10 of free shopping at Food Outlet.
Good morning, everyone. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic so far so good. No accidents, no delays reported anywhere around the area. Prattville, Millbrook looking real good. Troy and Wetumpka looking good as well. The roadways to get there are all clear, accident and delay free. If you're in an accident, call the Vance Law Firm. They don't get paid unless you win your case. The Vance Law Firm, 333-3333 or 1-800-INJURED. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than that of other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, if you're listening carefully during random facts, you should be able to play and win our pop quiz question worth $10 of free shopping at Food Outlet. Here with today's question is Quiz Master Jay Scott.
Well, we talked about the at symbol, the at sign. And the different names that it has all over the world. The Swedish call it the cinnamon roll. The Italians call it the snail. But what do the Dutch call it?
Oh,
the Dutch. Husker Du at 272-9228. 272-9228 in Espanol. La Zaria con tres, tres, cuatro, dos, siete, dos, nueve, dos, dos, ocho.
And?
In German, it's... zwei, sieben, zwei... Nine, zwei, zwei. Oh.
And you can send us smoke signals if you're an Indian named Tony.
Yay!
All right, 272-9228. I expect to see that line explode with callers while Rich does the weather.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
A really good forecast. We have a few clouds out there right now, but we'll call it a sun and cloud mix today. There will be a few blips of rain on the radar, but I think they'll be very isolated here in central Alabama. Better chance down, way down in southeast Alabama. The closer you go to the coast, the better the chance. Right now, I've got our rain chances under 20%. Today's high 66, tonight's low 45, partly cloudy tonight. Tomorrow, Thanksgiving Eve, Wednesday, lots of sunshine, big travel day, high in the mid-60s. Thanksgiving Day, morning low right around dawn. on at 40. Afternoon high in the low 60s. Lots of sunshine. Should be a great Thanksgiving. Black Friday, how about mid-60s with sunshine? Iron Bowl Saturday, more sun, upper 60s for a high. Our weather app, by the way, turned 1 year old yesterday and a birthday. And did you know that if you take it on vacation with you, for instance, a lot of people are going to be on the roads this weekend, traveling to their holiday destination. Our weather app knows where you are. It'll give you the current weather and the future weather, including radar for that location. So get it on your phone today. Just search Rich Thomas Weather. This morning we have mostly cloudy skies, north winds at 5 miles per hour. Temperature now is 48 at 7:41. You know, it's a known fact that at 7:41 or at any time, your plumbing picks the worst time to be a problem. Could be a weekend, could be the middle of the night. It's good to know at Plumbing by Lukewire they can help you out because they're ready to go 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to take care of your problem, and they never charge overtime regardless of when you call. And that's why folks keep relying on their expertise. So trust Conrad Misseldine's experienced crew of professionals to take care of you. Look, I wouldn't even mention it if I didn't try them out, and they have been taking care of my plumbing problems, lots of them. Some of them are... little ones, but they're problems nonetheless for a long time. And by the way, they're courteous. They're also very prompt, and they'll clean up after themselves. They're just great people to deal with. As they say at Plumbing by Lukewire, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, call them at Lukewire. The number is 264-9666. You can also visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com, and click on the plumbing tab. Alabama certification number is 84417.
At 7:42, let's see if Chris can answer today's pop quiz question.
Hey guys.
Hey Chris.
Hi.
Hey Chris.
Monkey's tail.
That is correct.
Yay. You win.
Flawless victory.
Hey, what is it called in the U.S.? Do you know?
The at sign.
Just at sign. Okay, got
thanks, you. Emily.
I'm here.
So you've won $10 of free shopping at Food Outlet, and Emily will punch you.
No!
If you request it when you come to... I'm kidding, of course.
I go there all the time. The meat's great.
Oh, yeah, man. If you people... I don't know how many times I got to say this over and over and over again, but you will save so much money, and the meat is as good, if not better, than any other store in town.
Yes, that's true.
Hang on. I've got the chicken tender pictures to prove it.
Yep.
It is so good. Well, let's say good morning to Kathy.
I needed that.
Oh.
I had monkey tail.
Oh.
My refrigerator went out, and I needed that $10.
Bless it.
We'll do it again tomorrow morning, and we're going to be doing a conundrum probably in a little while here. And
yeah.
I'm going to get the conundrum. I'm going to try really hard.
Okay. Please do. Thanks for trying anyway.
Well, you all have a great day if I don't call back in.
Happy Thanksgiving.
And happy Thanksgiving. Gobble, gobble, gobble.
Yeah. From all of us and from Tony the Indian. Master Thespian. Let's give him a big Warhawk welcome.
And a great big for you guys for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Well, I'm personally fond of the Crazy A myself.
The Crazy A.
That's kind of cool.
That sounds like a bar restaurant somewhere.
There was a building in New Orleans that just had a big ampersand on the outside of it.
And?
That's interesting.
Exactly. Rich.
God, that, you know, you are... Next to Tony the Indian, the coolest guy I know.
Oh, bless it. That got you too, Rich.
It's a good one you said.
Well, sorry I missed you guys yesterday. I slept in yesterday, and it was glorious. It was.
Are you
what
off all week?
What is that like? What is that like to sleep in?
We don't want
to
hear that. We don't want to
hear
people
saying, weird.
I slept in rather than listen to your show.
I'm sorry.
We get up to do this for you.
Yeah, the people get up and wake and bake and listen to us while they're in bed.
Wake and bake.
Well, I made up for it today. I got up and listened to you. So.
Well, I hope that we've been top notch and on our A game.
Yeah,
our crazy A game.
Our crazy A, yeah, pretty much. But yeah, just wanted to wish you all a happy Thanksgiving.
Hope you have one too, man.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So it'll be good, and we'll catch you when we come back next week.
All right,
it'll be great.
Thanks.
Great.
Thank you, Mr. Tusman.
All right. Well, guys, appreciate it, and we'll talk to you later. Yeah. Bye.
Thanks.
Not that I want to break up the levity at this point, but...
Are we getting heavy?
I am.
Okay.
And
Bailey
not just,
is, Bailey
not
is
just
too.
Here.
Oh, God.
Oh, little and wonder dog. I could see the wolf in your history there, Bailey.
Bailey, let him do his radio program. Out.
She's a good girl.
Let
yes,
Uncle Greg
ain't
alone.
She just wants a, you know, a quarter pounder. Something to eat. So you, a little sustenance.
Yeah.
No, there are people who will be going through this particular holiday. I know what it's like. We found out about my mom's condition on Thanksgiving Day in 1989. And we reached out to hospice, and they were there for us. And I'm just saying, Hospice of Montgomery is going to be helping families through this holiday season so they can still have that feeling of thankfulness to have life on a situation that none of us wants to even contemplate, but it does come along. And I will just say this. I'm so glad that rather than try to manage that ourselves, that we reached out and got the best mentoring possible. Hospice of Montgomery needs to be there for people who need them regardless of ability to pay. So I ask, during this time, if your family's all getting together this weekend and everybody's healthy and everything is good, you can share that gratitude by making a small donation to Hospice of Montgomery just to help perpetuate their great service at 279-6677 or visit their website, hospiceofmontgomery.org, and let's make sure they're available to everybody who needs them, folks who just weren't as lucky as we were this year. 747.
Almost there. You know, many people find it hard to believe that a curvy fellow such as myself can squeeze down a chimney. Well, you know what I find hard to believe? The incredible offers happening at the Mercedes-Benz Winter Event.
The Mercedes-Benz Winter Event is back. Get a great offer on the innovative and sporty C300 or the sleek and stylish GLC 300 with its full suite of cutting-edge technology. It's almost too good to be true. Lease the 2018 C300 Sports Sedan, award's 10 Best Engine winner, for just $399 a month for 36 months with $4,193 due at signing. But hurry, these offers are going fast. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing.
Monthly lease payment is available only to qualified customers exclusively through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services at participating dealers through January 2nd, 2018. Call 1-800-344-8736 for details about costs and terms.
Visit Jack Ingram Motors at 227 Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery or call 334-277-5700.
This is the moment we've been training for. This is why we got into this business in the first place. To give our customers the service and satisfaction they've only dreamt of. This is our Iron Bowl. And thanks to Thompson Cat, we've got the iron to succeed. We've got the excavators to dig deep, dozers to move dirt, and loaders to do the heavy lifting. This job site's not gonna know what hit it. You put in the practice. Now go out there and get the job done right.
Thompson Cat is a proud sponsor of Auburn and Alabama football. Good luck to both teams at the Iron Bowl. We're also proud to support Small Business Saturday. Check out the Thompson Cat Rental Store today and get the tools your small business needs. Choose from a full line of new and used equipment ready to rent, buy, or lease. Thompson Cat. We've got what it takes.
So, Bubba, this is the house we're going to hit tonight.
Ooh, it's super dark.
Yeah, it's perfect.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for burglars and vandals. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
Okay, Bubba, you run up to the back door.
Well, I'm not running in the dark. That's dangerous.
Bubba's right. The experts at Crosby Electric can install attractive outdoor lighting that makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Here, Bubba, use this flashlight.
Oh, thanks. Ooh, they got some expensive landscaping. They could really make this pop with some nice accent lighting.
Will you get moving?
Okay, okay.
Oh, no, they got motion sensor lights. Let's get out of here.
Ooh, is that an arborvitae? Wow.
Get in the car, Bubba.
All right.
Outdoor lighting from Crosby Electric. It just makes sense for a lot of reasons. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
For over 40 years, Headley Plumbing has been fixing the River Region's plumbing problems with fast, affordable service. The pros at Headley are ready to respond anytime you need help, and they charge fair rates for their expert service. They help River Region homes and businesses every day, from repairing leaky faucets, septic tank service, replacing damaged sewer lines, or just unstopping a blocked drain. Trust the experts at Headley Plumbing. Call 285-3667. Headley Plumbing, 285-3667. Remember Headley's motto, in our business, a flush beats a full house.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing. A new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. Headley is your trusted source for quality metal buildings. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the River Region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
All the stores are beginning their Black Friday sales days earlier this year. I used to wake up before the crack of dawn on my day off to line up early and stare at other women who hadn't put on their makeup either. It was like a pack of cold zombies out there. And now I get an email notification that another website is kicking off their sale tonight at 6 p.m. They're freaking out that everyone will spend all their dough on Black Friday, which I guess has already begun. I'm not falling for it again this year. They've tricked me and shown me stuff that I now know isn't going to be there when I get there. So I end up always buying the other one. Sort of like when I was in high school and wanted to date Brett, but had to settle for his brother, Dwayne, hoping to maneuver myself closer to Brett. It's the old bait and switch. Well, this year, I'm pulling one over on you, stores. I'm sleeping in.
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, time to give away $10 worth of great dining at the Seafood Bistro with today's conundrum.
What are you looking for? What's wrong with you? What's the matter with you?
Right in front of me.
Sorry.
Right in front of me.
He kicked me in my bad knee during the break.
That was a complete mistake, and I apologize.
I just want everyone to know that the abuse goes both ways.
He should have kicked you in the good one.
No. Thanks, Tony.
I swear. Usain. You so crazy, Usain.
And right now, all of our listeners are wondering,
Why?
You didn't hit her in the knee with a pipe, did you?
Well, no, but we could reenact that very well. I'll totally be Tony.
No, let's do it with sound effects.
No!
Or what was the dude's name who did it? What was that like guy's name?
Bubba or something?
Yeah, it was like Bert. I don't know.
I think we have a caller wanting to guess the conundrum.
We didn't ask the question.
Yeah,
what's going to make it amazing. If they guess the answer before we ask the question, that's even more impressive.
Tony is the answer.
A study found that men are more apt to offer a helping hand to women wearing these.
Oh.
That's, you know, we don't need to drag this out till forever and a day.
So, well, we can get 200 calls by tomorrow, surely.
And, yeah, women, what is it that you might wear that would, where a gentleman would be more likely to offer a helping? Of course, these days, you got to be very careful. You know, it's like younger women under the age of 40.
I like how you looked at me and said
you were carefully editing.
No, when you go to the store or something and you hold the door, some of them look at it like, what do you want, creepy old man?
Yeah, right.
That's how we always did it. You open car doors for women. You held doors open for women.
Yeah.
And I've always said
thank you.
And then...
I think it's nice.
I'm conscious of that now, and I will ask if I'm on. I was like, hey, I'm typically a guy that will come out and open your car door to let you in. Are you cool with that? If you're not cool with it, that's fine. I don't have to do it, but I almost do it by habit. Can I do it?
And then like, she says, get your hands off my leg.
Yeah. Stop kicking
me. You open
me.
Car
Who
doors
do you think you are, Al Franken?
For your conquests?
Charlie Rose?
My conquests?
We got a whole board.
Over car doors for women that
like
get in my
Christmas
car.
Christmas tree at 272-9228 with guesses.
What kind of car is it?
So let's talk to Mr. Sandman while Jay is queuing up those calls.
Hey.
Good morning,
hey.
Sir. How are you?
You know, I open doors for women all the time, and it's always greeted with a smile and a thank you. But, you know, up north, I hear it. You can be insulted for doing it.
Yeah.
And one of the best retorts I've heard is a guy, you know, when a lady fussed at him for opening the door, he said, "I didn't open it because you're a lady. I opened it because I'm a gentleman."
That's good. Make a note on that. That's that ever happened?
I like that.
Well, thank you.
Of course, the other one was, I would open it for anybody in your condition.
Whoa. That's really north. That's way north.
Oh, that's New York north.
Tony the Indian north.
Call back. We've got a sale going on in our Millbrook store and our temporary location in Montgomery, but we will close tomorrow at noon, and we open Friday morning, and we have some extra special values on Black Friday like everybody does. Regardless of what you hear on other ads, we'll beat anybody's prices on adjustable basis. The base somebody's advertising that you get free for $1,200, you know, it's a $1,200 value. Mm-hmm. We sell it every day for $299, and you can buy any mattress you want, not just select mattresses. So, you know, we're here to help you. We've got mattresses, headboards, pillows, and lots more mattresses and lots of good deals. And like I said, we'll be closed Wednesday at noon and reopen Friday morning at 10.
So, please give your Montgomery location address.
It's 5240 Atlanta Highway. The old Rudd's Furniture, if you go way back, it was Danley Furniture and Heilig Myers or whatever. It's across from the University Church of Christ, which is right down from the entrance to Faulkner on Atlanta Highway inside the bypass.
All righty. And you open at what time on Friday?
We open at 10.
10, okay.
And I don't expect people to come stand in line at 6 o'clock for a mattress, so you know, that's why we're not doing that. And we're not opening on Thanksgiving Day either. So
I got a new pup tent. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I can't get into that. I'm going to sleep.
So, good for you, Mr. Sandman. Yeah. We appreciate it.
Thank y'all. We'll see you later.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Have a good Thanksgiving.
You too. All right, Derek, you're the first to attempt to answer this conundrum. What you got?
You guys there?
Yes.
Yeah.
You there? Hey, all right, so I thought about this a lot.
Kay.
How about high heels?
He says a lady wearing high heels is more likely to get help.
All right.
You are correct, sir.
First caller. What are we going to do now?
I love it.
That was a great response.
It was.
What are we going to do now?
Love it, guys.
Thanks.
Hang on, because you are going to Seafood Bistro with a $10 gift card, Derek. That's a guy who listens to the show.
That is. That is. That's a P1 right there.
Yeah. Let's say good morning to Terry.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Hi.
I'm sure you just had a winner.
Yes.
However, I didn't want to hang up, but my guess, which didn't make sense to me, but it did pop in my head, glasses. Now, those girls need help.
Oh, glasses. Okay.
I'm one who wears